doing the Netivot Shalom and Parashat Korach, Godel Pgam Machloket, the great blemish of arguments. Ita b'gmara, the Talmud tells us in Tractate Sanhedrin, Kol ha-machzik b'machloket over b'lav, whoever insists on continuing an argument is in transgression of a prohibition. Sheneimar, because the Torah declares in our parashah, lo yeche Korach v'chadato, there will not be any like Korach and his group. V'yesh lever madu adavka v'parashah zo katva Torah et ha'isur l'achzik b'machloket v'lo tzivui b'fnei atzmo. So we have to understand, why did the Torah specify in this parashah the prohibition of insisting on continuing an argument? Why didn't the Torah just make it its own mitzvah? Ken yesh lever beitzem parashat Korach ma'o godel ha'pgam shel machloket. Furthermore, we have to understand in the whole story of Korach, what's really so bad about having an argument? Shematzinu bo'onish koch chamu, k'mo shnemar v'im b'rira yivra Hashem. We find Hashem's punishment is so severe. As the verse says, Hashem will create a brand new creation to punish them. Shlo ayab nimtza ba'olam onish ru'i l'machloket. Meaning Hashem had to create a new creation. There was nothing in the world that was severe enough to punish Dasan and Aviram and Korach. Vayatzich livro onish chadash lezeh. Moshe was saying there's going to be a new creation to punish them. Meaning there's nothing bad enough around. There has to be a new creation. V'arei yesh batorah chatayim rabim. You find throughout the Torah all kinds of sins. V'chol minei onshim yishnam aleim. There are all kinds of punishments in the Torah. V'afilu ba'avirot chamurot. And even when it comes to the serious sins, avodah zarah, gilui ariyot, shfichut damim, those weighty sins of idol worship, illicit relationships, murder, gamken kmot kol adam yemutu neidem. So at worst, they get the death penalty like other punishments. Uvishvil machloket hayu tzrichim b'ra chadasha shenivra b'myuchad da'anisham. Just because of an argument, of a fight, there needed to be a new creation in order to punish them. V'af shemachloket einah ela isur lav. You'd ask me, how weighty is the prohibition not to argue? It's a prohibition. It's a lav. So that needs explanation. Ken tzich b'um ha-shamu chazal. Furthermore, we have to understand what our sages taught. Kama kasha machloket sheben shemala en konesin ela ben chaf shana v'mala. V'beten shemata ben yud gimel. The Medrash says you have to understand how weighty arguments are. The heavenly court only punishes people from 20 years and up. The courts down below only punish a person from 13 years and up. But in the argument of Korach, you had children who were a day old that were burnt and swallowed to perdition below. The verse says, their wives, their children, their babies, everything went down with them. So what's going on here? How do babies get punished? You don't find anywhere else in Torah that a baby gets punished. We also have to understand, Moshe tells the people, don't touch anything they own. You're not even allowed to touch something they own. Even on the weightiest sins, idol worship, illicit relationships, murder, doesn't say you can't touch anything the person owns. So we have to understand, what's this great sin? Yes. Korach's kids. Dasan and Aviram's kids did. Says Dasan and Aviram's kids went down. Korach's children did tshuva. So they didn't go down. I hear. You have a good question. I hear. Yeah. Our sages tell us why was the first temple destroyed for three sins. Illicit relationships, paganism and murder. The Talmud asks, the second temple, they were learning Torah, they were doing mitzvos, they were doing acts of kindness, why was it destroyed? Because there was baseless hatred. To tell you that baseless hatred corresponds to the three weightiest sins, idol worship, paganism, and murder. והגופה טיימה בייס, so that needs explanation. הרי שנאת חינם אינה אסורה אלא בלא תעשה. What's the great prohibition to have baseless hatred? It's a prohibition. How is it so weighty? לא תשנאת אחיך בלבביך, או מדוע שקולה היא כנגד גין לחמורות? So why is it weighed in against the three weightiest sins? Okay, he asked a lot of questions, right? Gamson? Yes? So now let's start hearing the answers. והנה השלה הקדוש כתב בפרשה זו. The Holy Shlah wrote in this parasha שה-250 איש שבתוכם היו גם הנשיאים, כל כוונתם הייתה לשם שמיים. 250 people, among them are the Nesim, they had good intentions. They meant for the sake of heaven. שהאמינו בהשם והאמינו במשעבדו וידעו נאמנה שכל מה שמשה רבינו עושה הוא מפי הגבורה ולהם סברו כי מחלוקתם היא לשם שמיים. They thought this whole argument was for the sake of heaven. That's why they joined in. The 250 pious people, they meant for the sake of heaven. They thought it was all about the sake of heaven. ומחלוקתם הייתה מני שסברו כי משה רבינו רצה שכל הגדולה תהיה רק ממשפחתו. They argued, because they thought Moshe wants greatness to come only from his family. והוא התפלל לעזוד לקדוש ברוך הוא שלא יזוז הכבוד מביתו ממשפחתו. They thought Moshe davened for this. The Moshe asked Hashem, let my family be the holy ones. והקדוש ברוך הוא רצוני רב יעשה וממלא בקשתו. So they said, Hashem agreed, but maybe that's what you asked for. So Hashem agreed. ועל כך התרעמו, and that's why they got upset, כי הם רדפו אחר הכבוד. לא אחר הכבוד עמדו מאלה לשם שמיים. They weren't interested in external honor. They were interested in the sake of heaven. You see, Hashem accepted their pains. They were wrong, but their intent was for the sake of heaven. כי כל מי שעולה לגדולה מתקרב לשם יתברך. They knew that as a person goes up, they get closer to Hashem, וכבוד השכינה חופף עליו, and Hashem rests upon him. So all this is in the Shlah HaKadosh. ביקשו את הגדולה לעצמם כדי שהם יתקרבו לשם יתברך ויגיעו לדבקות בשם יתברך. Why did they want greatness? To connect to Hashem. ולדבריו הקדושים תגדל הקושייה. So according to the Holy Shlah, we have an even bigger question. אם כל כוונתם הייתה לשם שמיים, מדוע איפה ננשו בנשים נוראים כל כך על המחלוקת? If their intent was really for the sake of heaven, why were they punished so badly? They meant for good. Yes.
They died in the same way as the sons of Aaron and Cohen, right?
Right.
And both their intentions were very good. They wanted to serve Hashem and they wanted
right.
extra, but they didn't do it in the way that the Hashem commanded it.
Okay.
Is that the reason that they died? Or?
Sounds good. Makes sense. Let's see as we move forward. אכן זה מלמדה התורה בפרשה זו. Here's what the Torah is teaching us here. את גודל ועוצם הפגם של מחלוקת שגדול עוונו מנשוא. A person has to understand. You're going to make a fight. You're going to make an argument. You have to understand that it is a sin you cannot handle. It's a sin that's so weighty that you can't handle it. כמאמר רבי עקיבא, רבי עקיבא says, you want to know what the whole Torah is? ואהבת לרעך כמוך. Love your fellow man. That's the whole Torah. פירוש כלל גדול הוא שכולל את כל התורה כולה, שכל ענייני התורה נכללים בעניין זה. The whole Torah is encompassed in this concept. Yes, the Torah gives you 613 mitzvot. If you understood the depth, you'd see how they all play out within the concept. עניין ואהבת לרעך כמוך הוא הכוח שיהודים מאוחדים יחד. What does it mean, love your friend like yourself? That's the idea that Am Yisrael can be unified. כדאית שכאשר ישראל באחדות אז הקדוש ברוך הוא מתייחס אליהם בתואר אבינו. As it says that when we are unified, then Hashem treats us like our father. ואז הם נקראים בנים אתם לשם אלוקיכם. That's when Hashem says you are my sons. מה שאין כן כאשר יש פירוד בין ישראל. But when there is divisiveness among Israel, when people are divided, אין הקדוש ברוך הוא נקרא אבינו ואין ישראל נקראים בנים. Hashem isn't called our father and we aren't called sons. כי גדול עד מאוד הוא כוחם של ישראל המאוחדים יחד, because the strength of Israel when they are united is tremendous. שזה כלל גדול בתורה, that's the great concept in the Torah. וכמו שאמרו עוד חזל, and as our sages taught, על הפסוק אתם ניצבים היום כולכם, Moshe says at the end of the Torah, you're all standing here today. מה היום אפילו מאיר אף אתם בזמן שאפלה לכם אני מאיר לכם. Just as the day has moments of light and then darkness, so to you, when it's dark for you, I'll give light. Eimatai bezman shatem kulchem ba'aguda achat. When? It's contingent on one thing. Are you unified? Haynu shekasher Yisrael mu'uchadim ba'aguda achat. When we are unified, as shorim aleihem rak rachamim chasadim. So then there's only mercy and kindness, v'akadosh baruch hu meir afidatam, and God shines a light into their darkness. Ukmodita barchinu avinu kulanu keechad bo panecha. We say, Hashem, bless us all in unity with your light. We say it, right? Barchinu avinu kulanu keechad. Right? Keechad. If we are unified, then we deserve the blessing to be bo panecha. Kasher kulanu echad, az barchinu avinu. Notice, that's when we could speak to Hashem as Avinu, our Father. When we are keechad, then we could have o panecha, ki koach ze mamshicho. The strength of that unity is what brings light. V'chein mehefech. But the inverse is also true. Hapgam shel machloket. The blemish of arguments. Ukmodita bezohar hakadosh. That says, it says in the Holy Zohar. Korach hazil b'machloket. My machloket plugta. Plugta de leila vetata. Korach went in a machlokes. Machlokes means divided. Dividing what's above from what's below. Haynu shepired men Yisrael gorem pirud bechol ha'olamot ha'elyonim u'mevi pirud ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael. If you divide Am Yisrael, you're dividing everything in the world down to the connection between Hashem and Am Yisrael. V'zeo shamu chazal. That's what the Gemara says. Why was the second temple destroyed? Because there was baseless hatred. Teaches you that baseless hatred carries the same weight as the three weightiest sins. Paganism, adultery, and murder. Because if we are divided when there's baseless hatred, so then that's what really divides everything in the world. That's what brings the destruction of the temple. And that's why in our parasha, we find the most severe punishment. It's more severe than all sins and punishments in the Torah. That's over this sin of divisiveness. Because divisiveness causes a divisiveness between what's above and what's below, between Hashem and His people. Yes?
So, we hear a constant parallel drawn between like the faithless hatred and Lashon Hara. So, if we're saying that it's equivalent to like the three major sins, does that mean that we should rather die than to listen to Lashon Hara?
That's an interesting question. How did you get the Lashon Hara? We said sin as chinam. I have to think about it. Remind me, we'll get back to it. It's a good question. If you send me an email, and Bezrat Hashem by next Thursday night, I hope to have an answer for you. הנה הכוח של כלל ישראל שהם עם הנבחר כולל הן מה שישראל הם חלק לא קמימל ומכוחסם דבוקים בה שמתפרח כמו אמר כתוב כחלק השם עמו יעקב חבן החלטו. The strength of Am Yisrael being the chosen nation encompasses this idea that we are also one with the one above. We are connected to him. The verse says Hashem's portion in the world is Yaakov. So that wholeness is only attained when we are unified, when we are one. ועל ידי זה מתקיים את הדבקות של ישראל בקדוש ברוך הוא, כעניין ויחן שם ישראל כשחד בלב אחד. You see, when we are unified, from that comes מתן תורה, שזה הביא לקבלת התורה, ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים בגוי קדוש. We were unified that one time, we received the Torah. Hashem says, you will be my holy nation. וכמו שבית ראשון נחרב על עבודה זרה גלויות ושפיכות דמים, and just as the first temple was destroyed, over idolatry, adultery, and murder, שגימל חטאים אלו גורמים לנתק יהודי מהשם יתברך, these three sins divide a Jew from his creator, עבודה זרה, פגמו במוח, שני מוח שאינו יהודי. Idolatry, well, that's a problem in his head. His head is no longer a Jewish head. His thoughts are no longer Jewish thoughts if he's a pagan. גילוי עריות, הפגם בלב חומד. Adultery, so then he has a problem with his heart. His heart is desiring things that that's not what a Jew should be doing. ושפיכות דמים ובאיברים, murder. So then his body is active where it shouldn't be doing. ועל ידי זה מנתקים ישראל מהשם יתברך. So it took these three sins to encompass all of the whole person and sever his connection to Hashem, and the temple was destroyed. והיות שבית המקדש הוא מקור הדבקות בין הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, being that, what does the temple represent? The temple is the connector between us and Hashem. הרי כיוון שנתנתקו מדבקותם בהשם יתברך נחרב בית המקדש. Once that connection was severed on all three fronts, so then the temple was destroyed. כמו כן חורבן בית שני שהיה מני שנאת חינם. So then what about the second temple? Why was it destroyed? Because there was baseless hatred. שנתבטל כוח האחדות והדבקות של כלל ישראל. Because with baseless hatred, so then you can't have unity. And then you can't have unity. ונשבר כוח השלמות של כללות ישראל שאינו אלא כאשר הם עם אחד. So then we lose our strength of wholeness. We're no longer a whole if we're divided. ולקח נחרב בית המקדש, and that's why the temple was destroyed. וכשם שדבקות ישראל והקדוש ברוך הוא נפסקה על ידי עבודה זרה גלויות ושפיכות דמים, because just as our connection to Hashem was severed through idolatry, adultery, and murder, כך לא היה לה קיום ונפסקה כאשר בטלה דבקות ישראל בינם לבין עצמם. By the same token, once our unity was severed, that also severed our connection with Hashem. So that's the first step of understanding the weight of Sinat Chinam, the weight of Machloket, that Sinat Chinam and Machloket cause us to lose, as a people, our wholeness. When we are not unified, we cannot be whole. When we aren't whole, we cannot connect to Hashem. So that's the first level of understanding why Machloket is so severe.